Yesterday, Maurice Papon walked free from a French jail after a court ruled that the 92-year-old Nazi collaborator was too ill to remain in custody. His release has provoked an outcry, including from the families of some of the 1,560 victims deported to Auschwitz with Papon's help. Today, the French government said it would try to overturn the court's decision to release Papon. Nathaniel Hertzberg is a journalist with Le Monde. Mr. Hertzberg, would you please tell us about the reaction to the news of Papon's release?
The two types of reactions were, one, to say that it was a class decision, that judges who are part of a high class were giving a special decision for a man who was also of a high class. And second, people regret that once again, someone who had responsibilities in the crimes during the Second World War would escape, if not justice, at least jail.
Has President Chirac made any statement?
As far as I know, Jacques Chirac didn't react directly. The general attorney reacted and announced the Supreme Court will look at the case. But what we can say is that Jacques Chirac refused at least twice the possibility of freeing Maurice Papon before. Mm-hmm. And he always said, I don't want to stop his sentence.
What was the legal ruling that allowed Maurice Papon to walk free?
In March 2002, there was a new law saying that for very old criminals or people who are in danger to die in jail, many prisoners who are sick, for example, who suffer from AIDS, they should be a possibility to free them and let them die in their house or in a hospital.
So the law was meant primarily for people suffering from terminal illnesses. Did Mr. Papon's name come up at that time?
Yeah, of course, at that time people talked about it, but it was more a general situation. Another issue now around Maurice Papon is to know if he is that much sick and how many years he's going to still live.
Well, he walked out of prison yesterday.
Yeah,
do we know anything about the condition of his health?
That's also one of the reasons of the emotion. The TV images of Maurice Papon walking out of jail created a shock. But the doctor said you can have a heart disease, which is his case, a lung disease, which is his case, the kidneys, serious disease, which is also his case, and being able to walk. They say if there is any big problem in one of these diseases, there will be no way to do something in jail. And because this law had been passed, that's why the justice took this decision. It's not the first person who's freed. First case who suffered from AIDS was freed 3 months ago, and a third one was freed today.
So what will happen now is that this case will be appealed to France's Supreme Court.
Yeah, this case will be appealed in front of Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going now also to look if the whole trial has been done properly. And, of course, the main fear would be to have his condemnation broken and a new trial to take place. And then if he dies between the decision of the Supreme Court and a new trial, in history books he will not be someone who would have been condemned, because this trial has been done also for history, not only for justice, of course.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Hertzberg.
Thank you.
Nathaniel Hertzberg is a journalist with the newspaper Le Monde.